This is TWiT.
So Chrome has added a password checkup extension. You have to install it, which I did immediately, and it will say, as mine does right now, none of the recent passwords you've entered were detected in a data breach. So it's a little bit different. It's not per site.
Nice.
It's actually looking at, and they make a big point about how they're using technology that they developed with Stanford University with the help of cryptography researchers to keep your privacy safe. You know, the passwords aren't getting sent to Google, that kind of thing. So I don't think they're using Have I Been Pwned, it sounds like. They probably have their own database.
And is it a Google extension?
Yes.
From?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's from Google. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can do this in Google as well.
Of course, what's cool is that the Google, if you have your Chrome browser saving your site's passwords for you, then it's got a local database of the password, and sometimes your username will be your email address, right, and so forth. So
now I don't do that, of course, because I use LastPass.
Right.
But apparently it's still monitoring as you enter them or as they get entered.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
And they do cross account protection and stuff. So it's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, and so the second picture that we have, I gave the first picture the title Firefox Warned Me. And so I titled the second one, and so did Chrome. Although this was a different one, which is our first story.
I like this, though.
Yes, 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 yes. This shows that paypai.com has been entered into the URL bar of Chrome, and there's a dropdown saying, did you mean to go to http://paypal.com? I'm not sure why it didn't do HTTPS / / That's interesting. But
A link, so you could click it and it would could say, oh, whoops, yes.
Yep. That was a typo. I meant exactly. So you click and you go to the right place. Okay, so a bit of terminology first. Typo squatting, which is what this practice is of bad guys registering look-alike or typo like paypai.com and hoping that there, some percentage of people are going to type I rather than L and go there. And then so what they'll do is they'll set up a fake looking PayPal site and say, you haven't used this machine or you haven't registered before in this machine or blah, one way or the other, they will spoof you into getting you to give them your PayPal credentials, believing that that's where you are, and then you're in trouble. So this so-called typo squatting is formerly known as an IDN homograph attack, IDN being international domain name. But, typo squatting is a lot catchier. Similarly, although I think that URL spell checking is clear, Google calls their forthcoming technology navigation suggestions for lookalike URLs. I don't think that has a catchy abbreviation. NSFLU.
NSFLU.
NSFLU. Yeah. So it's under active experimentation with the Canary release, which is at 70 now. In Chrome, and if all goes as planned, it will be appearing in mainstream release before long. They like to sort of roll these things out incrementally, which is a good thing. Actually, we're going to be talking about Firefox here in a minute, where they did something that they rolled out and caused a whole bunch of unexpected problems. So it makes sense to test, to have as Firefox does, a nightly build channel, and in the case of Chrome, they have their Canary release, which precedes the rollout to the public by some length of time, depending. So, if you're on the Canary circuit, you can enable this feature if you want to play with it under Chrome:// flags. It's enable lookalike URL navigation suggestions. And of course, you would. I think I went there, and it just said default, which is a little unclear. It'd be nice if it said whether that meant yes or no. But anyway, you could set it to enable, and then maybe you'd see some of that. And I also noted that the flag, because I'm not on the Canary circuit, but mine had that. So I'm in the just released stable Chrome 72. It had the flag, but it doesn't appear to be wired up yet. So if you are on the stable release and you do go there and you turn it on and then you experimentally type in PayPi, PAI.com, and nothing happens, it's like, well, yeah, there apparently the flag is there, but it's a do nothing. It hasn't been connected yet. So we'll get there. And I think that's great. I mean, we're beginning to see a number of these reactions to longstanding problems where the browser developers are saying, you know, we just can't bury our heads in the sand here. You know, users are being tricked and hurt by clever bad guys leveraging common behaviors, which technically is not our, the browser's responsibility. If someone says, I want PAYPAI.com, darn it, well, we should take them there. It's like, well, yes, but let's just make sure they didn't mean the much more common PayPal. And the beauty of the position that, of course, Chrome is in is they know exactly how many people go to PayPal.com versus PayPi.com. And they can say, oh, you know, the chances are very good that this person actually meant PayPal. So yeah. I think this is a fabulous enhancement.
I feel like I've seen that before, but maybe I haven't.
And the other thing, too, is that I guess people still type in URLs manually, but that's sort of fallen by the wayside, too. I mean, aren't we just mostly clicking on stuff? Yeah. You know, it's like, when was the last time you had to, like, manual? I mean, I don't even trust myself to enter a URL. Besides, they're not friendly anymore. They've got, like, GUIDs built into them where it's 326957.3-4729. It's like, okay, I can't enter that. Just, you know, give me a link to click. So, you know, so we may see ultimately the URL become sort of more obscured. And it's like, well, do you really want to enter this by hand? Because, you know, that's only for like sophisticated users who, you know, it's like, okay.